RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, for me being as close to home, I have a ton of friends and family out here, a ton of KU people. The crowds are awesome. There's a lot of energy out there, and it's positive energy. I mean, it's fun to come here. I think this area is striving for an event like this, and it's pretty special to get one here.
That's the current leader, Gary Woodland. He finished his second round yesterday, 10 under par, one better than Kevin Kisner, two better than Brooks Koepka. Play is now officially back and underway, round two at the PGA Championship, as we do get a check of our PGA Tour leaderboard here, brought to you by Encore Golf and by Donald Ross. Eric was just commenting on our Donald Ross shirts here today.
TV. You look good in a paper bag.
That's right. Donald Ross PGA shirt as well here. That's right. We're gonna have to we'll have to get Eric a Tita Green one for next time when we come back.
Love
here,
the shirt.
Check
love
out Kevin's
shirt.
Closet. He's got to have 30.
That's yeah. right. He's got
he doesn't
a lot
need
of
to wear them though.
No, that's right. Yeah.
That's right. Brian Koziel, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, also from the West York PGA, Executive Director and PGA Pro Stephen Barkowski, and the PGA Pro here at Stafford. Eric Hiley is with us here on our roundtable. Kevin Sylvester on playing assignment this week. We'll get the recap.
Special project he's on this week. Yes.
That's right. Speaking of Donald Ross, will be actually at their studios next week.
Yeah.
So that'll
it's a cool local company that makes really nice gear.
Yeah, yeah, they're very supportive of all the local organizations and PGA professionals. Mr. Stein over there.
Couldn't be a better guy either.
Yeah. All right, so our look at the leaderboard. We mentioned there Woodland is on top, minus 10. Kisner, one back. Koepka, two back. Dustin Johnson is looming at minus 7. Ricky Fowler is now starting his round right now, round 2. He's through 10 holes, is also at 7 under par. Some other notable names, Rahm is at 5 under, Adam Scott's at 5 under, Rose and Day are at 4 under, Woods is through 7. He's on the course right now playing in that feature group with McIlroy and Justin Thomas, who's the defending champion. Spieth is at 3, and Justin Thomas, who won last week in Akron and is the defending PGA Championship champion, is at minus 2. So, a lot of big names within 8 of the lead here, and with the fact that they will get very soft conditions here coming in, Jeff, right now. So, like, Tiger, he's at 3, Fowler's at 7, Day is at 4, Thomas is at 2. These guys could still, I mean, they've got at least 9 or more holes left here coming up in round 2. They could put themselves in a great spot here going into the third round.
I'm interested to see, though, if they're going to get mud balls. You know, they did get a lot of rain yesterday, and, you know, the way the rules work, we were talking during the break, is you can't do lift clean in place. Once a round's been started, you can't, you know, have the other players that didn't finish their round have an advantage by going lift clean in place. So I don't know if they'll go lift clean in place. They're always very, very hesitant to do that at a major championship. But if the conditions are as good as they were yesterday, I think these guys are going to go low. If the wind kicks up, that'll be the only factor, I guess, or if they get some mud balls there. It may have been a big advantage to have got your round done yesterday and sit at home this morning and see what happens with the golf course and see what happens with the scores.
Yeah, and as tough as these golf courses are for major championships, if you get rain, it just negates the toughness. These guys can now start going at some flags that they would never have been able to go to. So I'm excited. I like to see low scores. I remember back in 2013 at Oak Hill for the PGA Championship. Scores are really low that year just because of the how wet it was. So
and how long is this course?
Duffner have the he broke the course record at Oak Hill that year, right? Yes. Because of the conditions being there.
I want to say it's like 7,200. It's not a beast, but
It's par 70.
Yeah, it's par 70.
It's a Robert Trent Jones golf course, if I'm not mistaken. Same as our Glen Oak, but it's amazing how these guys just smash a golf course like that. I mean, if you give them no wind, soft conditions, it's stupid. Yeah. I mean, they just crush it.
You look at a guy, you know, I'll just take Justin Thomas, for example. I mean, the guy's 5'9", weighs a buck 45, soaking wet. And, I mean, he hits the ball to the moon. I mean, if you watch him in slow motion when they put him on the swing thing, I mean, both his feet are off the ground at impact. I mean, it's amazing to watch. I mean,
and you'd never teach that.
No.
You would never teach it. It goes against everything you teach. I mean it does create power. It's a power move. Yeah. But
I was watching, they were breaking down Woodland's swing yesterday, too. And on impact, like how he's essentially like his ankle, he's like almost standing on his ankle, like his, you know, like on impact like that, about how his foot is literally sideways. I know you say you wouldn't teach that, but...
Well, there's two different swings, really. When you're hitting an iron, you don't really see that as much because you want to flat load in that left foot. Off the driver, that ball's teed up, and you're trying to launch it. And if you look at the long drivers, they're always up on their toes because the upward thrust creates power. But so in essence, there are two different golf swings. There's your driver swing, and then there's your iron swing.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And it's hard to – if you're jumping up on your toes as a club player with an iron, good luck to you. Yeah.
Bubba Watson's feet move all over the place when he swings.
He's an outlier.
There's a golf – talk about a golf swing you're not ever going to teach. I mean, but he gets
– it shows you the power of the mind.
He's won three times this year, so, I mean, you know.
Shows you confidence and trusting your system.
For a reason, yeah.
There was a lot more, I think, back in the day, though, more unique homegrown swings like that. Nowadays, when you see the kids coming up, you can tell who their instructors are, and it's all the same motion. Yeah. It's the same through the ball.
Well, I think we know more about golf instruction, too. I remember teaching people to try to swing like Curtis Strange, where you took your head and you put it over your right foot, and then you put your head. You don't see that anymore. No. You don't see the lateral motion that we used to teach. No. And there's a reason. We've learned through science and TrackMan and all these other things. That's not how you do it.
Nope.
I don't know, obviously, how the weekend will play out in terms of the play, but for Fowler, he's was the first-round leader yesterday. He's three off the lead right now. He's still got eight holes to play this morning. I know that there's many, of course, great stories that could happen here. And I know in terms of just the sports world, beyond just the golf coverage of it, but the sports world, we know, of course, Tiger winning would be the biggest story. But if I'm going beyond Tiger... Mm-hmm. I would got to think that, and you guys would know because you know guys within the industry, like there's got to be a lot of people pulling for Ricky Fowler to kind of get that monkey off his back and get that major. He has the game. He has the talent. He seems so likable. All the other players just have nothing but amazing things to say about him. The scenes where I see him sticking around after he's finished 2 hours earlier and he's there to cheer on a friend who's about to maybe win a tournament or something like that. I mean, just the things that he has said about how Arnold Palmer gave him such good advice to kind of how to handle himself as a professional and how he's changed his whole attitude about it. Like, I just can't help but not root for a guy like that.
The word pops in my mind, gentlemen. He's just a nice young gentleman. He comports himself beautifully out there, and that's why we love golf. You want your kids to mimic athletes? Hey, go mimic Ricky Fowler. Yeah,
he was. I know a gentleman who used to run the Arnold Palmer Invitational that I was talking to, I think recently, in one of Ricky's first years that he played in it. He had a horrible showing, and he was. He was hours after his final round or after he missed the cut, just signing autographs for the kid. And the gentleman I know went up to him and said, "You've got a bright future," and now look where he is. So it's pretty cool to see. He's at a top five in every single major. He just hasn't gotten it done yet.
PGA Junior League Ambassador?
Yes. PGA Junior League
Ambassador.
He gives
volunteers for that. Yep. He does a lot. He gives back.
But, I mean, if you were going to ask the PGA Tour commissioner, like, hey, can you design a player to promote your game?
He's the man.
Like, you'd pick him. Like, my son is eight, and I ask him, who's his favorite player? He says Ricky Fowler right away. Like, he's got a little swagger. He's got a flair. He's got like the color and the coolness he's, that the kids love.
The yeah.
He's got
Puma,
the gentlemanness.
Yeah.
He's got the sportsmanship. He promotes the game so well. Like
he's
got
golf
the swing.
Gear. Yeah. The golf gear, the golf clothing for the kids used to be Nike with Tiger Woods, and now you see all Puma. The kids wearing
you
Puma.
Still see the orange. Yeah. I mean, there's I mean, how many kids at the PGA things we do have orange pants on.
It's really the complete package, though.
For sure.
Yeah,
he's
no doubt about it.
A tour player. How,
Gary Woodland was a where'd that come from? I haven't heard his name all
I wonder if it's the soft conditions, like, because we know he smashes it.
Well,
like,
he's in his hometown or very close to it, so, you know, it's sometimes a little spark like that playing in front of your friends and family.
Yeah. And he's had some back issues, I think, too. He's got two top 25s in PGA Championships. Yes.
Another big basher, yeah. And isn't Ricky fighting an injury right now, too? He's got some kind of Ricky Fowler's fighting a little something, isn't he? His back or his wrist? I don't know.
Yeah,
I thought
sure.
I heard that.
So there's two other guys that smash the ball that are playing very well. Koepka's at 8, 2 off the lead, had a great round yesterday. Almost missed a putt for a 62 on his final hole. And then Dustin Johnson had another good round yesterday. So these two guys, they've been calling them the Bash Brothers. I mean, they just absolutely smash the ball. These two guys are in position to win another major here. I mean, if Koepka gets it done, there'd be two majors in the same season if he can get it done for Dustin Johnson.
He still
too.
Feels underrated, Koepka. He's one of the best players in the world, and I don't know that we talk about him as much as we talk about Justin or Ricky or
Dustin.
Yeah.
You know, he kind of goes about his business, Jeff. I mean, he's not a he doesn't really like the, I don't know what the right word is, limelight, I guess. He doesn't really like that spotlight that much. He just goes about his business and, like Brian said, I mean, he had a putt on 9 yesterday, shoot 62, and, just kind of whipped it. But
it looks like he gets in the gym a bit, too.
His arms, I think, are almost as big as mine.
Almost, yeah.
Him and DJ, I guess, are workout buddies.
Right? He doesn't have that little hang down on the back of his triceps like I do.
He's going the other way. Out. That's right. Tee to green here at Stafford Country Club. We're hope you're enjoying our second hour here. It's Majors Week, so we go for 2 hours. We'll be with you till 9 o'clock here live at Stafford Country Club. Brian Colziel, Jeff Midas, Stephen Barkowski, and the PGA Pro here at Stafford, Eric Hiley, joining us here on WGR on Tee to Green. Let's get a couple of thoughts on Tiger Woods. He, by the way, as we speak, birdied his first hole of the day.
Ooh.
So he's now 4 under through 8 holes, has moved into a tie for 17th. So Woods is having a very, very good round. 4 under through 8, 4 birdies, no bogeys. Tiger last week was in contention through the first 2 rounds and then had a poor weekend. A lot of people were saying maybe was it fatigue. I mean, this is the most golf he's played in years. But his swing and his game is always fun to talk about. Eric, what's your latest Tiger take here?
I think the golfing world wants to see Tiger win. Whether it's this week, this year, next year, whatever, it certainly would be a good story. I mean, I think we all know where he's been, and I don't think we need to get into that. But look at just the injuries. I mean, he's had 3 back surgeries. I don't think he knew after his 3rd surgery that he would be even playing golf.
Yeah.
And I think he would be the first one to tell you that. He really, I mean, I think he's swinging pretty good. I think he's definitely, he said he doesn't hit it as far anymore, and probably not, but he still can get it out there.
He still can
move it. So
what was it, 130 mile per hour
club head speed this year?
Speed
129
year?
At one of the events.
Yeah.
Now, even for Tiger, he took so much time off. I think this playing back-to-back weeks and getting in 15 tournaments or whatever he's doing this year is honing him down. It's sharpening that edge. And I don't care how good you are, if you're not on, if you're not in the arena all the time, it's hard to compete at that level. And it's good to see him getting there. I'm hoping he breaks through. It seems like he should break through at some point.
So let's assume he has we'll say at least a somewhat strong, decent finish here to this tournament here. This will be it until the playoffs. Then there will be some captain's picks for the Ryder Cup. Now, he did not play last year. He enters this week 20th in the standings. The top 8 make it automatically. Now, he obviously could move up higher this week. Maybe he moves into the teens this week with a good finish. He can actually move into the top 8 with a win. But there's 4 captain's picks. Jim Furyk is picking it, who happens to have a close relationship with Tiger Woods. So again, let's just assume nothing crazy happens this weekend in the negative way. He's on the team, right?
I didn't think so a couple weeks ago. Now I think so. Yeah, if not, I got to think NBC is going Tiger, Big Tiger, Big Tiger, Big Tiger.
NBC yes. to PGA, yeah. everyone's Tiger's on
yes,
the team.
Yes.
Is there an argument against it, Steve?
I don't think so. He's one of the best players that we've ever watched, at least I've been able to watch, and such an iconic for golf in general, and he's done such great things for the PGA. I don't think there's any question. I don't think anyone would question the decision. Maybe that one guy who thinks that he should have been in and over him. But
Bryson DeChambeau.
It's a captain's pick for a reason, and yeah, I wouldn't bet against Tiger. Okay.
And with Furyk pulling the trigger on it, I got to think that's got to help too a little more. He's got a pretty tight relationship. I mean, that's what I have to think that even though Mickelson is not at his best game, I still cannot see any scenario where Tiger and Phil are not two of the four picks just because of what they've done for that team, what the younger players do in terms
of looking up to them.
Right. Yeah.
Plus, it feels like it's Tiger 2.0. It feels like when we're watching him, you know, he's so much in the public spotlight. He feels like a different man now than he did five years ago.
He is different.
And it might be better for the team the way he comports himself now versus, you know, he never was a jerk or anything, but now he's more of a team guy, it feels like, and he's getting along with guys he didn't get along with before and everything else. So
it seems like he's more interactive with the fans now, too, even. So it's nice to see that in his later years.
That appreciation is coming back for him to give back more. Yeah.
And no matter how great you are, it still would mean a ton, I bet, to be on that team to him.
For sure.
Yeah.
I was the last thing on Tiger that Thomas and McIlroy are playing with him, and that they were kind of debating on Golf Channel, the roundtable, about just playing with Tiger. It's an experience that you get with no other. The professional golfers playing with him, like it's extra. They said it's extra work, it's extra stress, like the you know, and that with the weather today, they said if there's any issues, that if they have to send him back out, they might keep him in the same groups if just to try to finish today, and that they said that. That could actually be really taxing on Thomas and McIlroy, but they said especially for guys that if they weren't used to playing with Tiger, that you play multiple rounds with him over the course of the week, that they said even just playing with him, they said sometimes it takes that little extra focus because of the fact that, you know, course logistics, walking from hole to hole, they said it's all those taxing. Sort of things. There's extra pieces to it.
There's always more people. I don't know if I agree. Those guys have been in this arena a lot. You know?
Maybe for the two he's with, Thomas and McIlroy.
Yeah, for those guys, I don't think that's. I mean, Rory McIlroy can't go anywhere anyway. You know, I mean, he has some of the biggest crowds on tour also. And, you know, playing with Tiger's got to be fun. He's playing good now. He's still Tiger Woods. You know, you grew up dreaming, especially Justin Thomas. Hey, I get to try to beat Tiger Woods for 36 holes. I don't see it being a negative. I think the adrenaline and the crowds would stir you on.
I'd want to play with him.
Yeah, I'd love to play with him. It'd be great. And if you got to play with him a third round, that'd be great. These guys are so fit and so mentally tough, and they're, you know, I don't think those kind of distractions, like you said, other players, but I don't think these two have a problem with it.
The one player, too, that I'll finish with here, Jason Day, is now 5-under. He got a birdie here early this morning. I feel like he's quietly
playing better,
playing really well. His number one in putting, we always say still, it comes down to if you can make putts. I just think we might be seeing his name talked about quite a bit here as we go into the weekend. And he has already won a PGA Championship, that epic duel that he had with Spieth a few years ago in a PGA Championship. Spieth, by the way, is, just to give you that update, he is still at 3-under par.
Got to get a move on. Yep.
They were talking yesterday about him trying to push, he said they felt mentally like that he is trying to make things that maybe aren't there and just kind of relax. Well,
the thing that I've noticed with Jordan, you know, this summer, he just seems to be so fidgety. He's standing over the golf ball longer now. He's, in my opinion, just taking too long.
They were on the clock yesterday,
group. He's got so much going through his mind. He just needs to go back to playing golf. That's just my opinion. I mean,
I agree. He does look fidgety. He does look uncomfortable over the golf ball a lot. Not that he's. Yeah, it looks like there's things bothering him on the periphery. Maybe not the shot, but he's never set ready to hit. It looks like.
I watched him. He was on the range on Wednesday. He was hitting balls in shorts, and he had a driver. And honest to God, it was almost it was like 42 seconds before he pulled the trigger to hit this driver.
I mean, we all remember the half hour.
I get it. You're on the range, you know. Yeah. But geez, I mean, these guys know how to swing the golf club, you know. And I don't know what's going through his mind. You know, I'm certainly not in his body, but you know, I just think he needs to go back to what he knows.
I mean, his putting is not even close to where it was when he was winning tournaments.
And we all know when you play fast, you play better. Mm-hmm. You look at your target. Yeah. All you're thinking about is your target. When you're fidgety, you're usually not focused on your target. You're focused on something else.
You know, when you're playing good golf, Jeff, and you can attest to this too, at least when I'm playing good golf, you're not thinking.
Nope.
You're getting over the golf ball. You know, you're picking your target. You know, you're doing whatever you do in your routine, and you're pulling the trigger. Mm-hmm. You know, and all you're doing is letting the golf ball get in the way. You know, it's not moving. You're not trying to hit a moving target. So I just think he needs to go back to the basics. He's right now he's lost, in my opinion.
Yeah, he looks like he could use a golf psychologist for half a day or something like that. Yeah, I mean, seriously, I get it. And there's value to that. You're laughing at me.
Sure.
You're just talking about me. I need a psychologist. That's different.
But our tip of the week for every week, though, is pace of play for everybody playing.
Yeah.
Like, just be cognizant of it. I mean, it's really bad that when you're playing like two threesomes and twosomes and it's taking over like five and a half hours. Like, that's not a good example to set. You're the best in the world. Like, that should not be happening.
Well, Eric, how many times have you gone out in a practice round before a section event? You know, you go out the night before in a cart with your buddies and you're just whizzing around.
You're done in an hour and a half.
You add it up and you're like, oh, geez, that was a nice number. Yeah. And then the next day you're grinding it out, trying to make your four footers. Yeah. Oh, that wasn't so good.
Speaking of pace of play, we've got a Stafford Country Club member coming down 18 right now.
Walking.
What time he teed off?
Corey Noto, yeah. He plays 6:30. What time is it now? 8:30.
8:30. 2 hours. Yeah,
2 hours to play 18. Walking. It's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Well, Eric, we have to take a break here. We'll let you go. Thank you so much for having us here today.
Brian, thanks. Jeff, thanks.
Hey, really
thanks.
Nice to see you,
Eric.
Appreciate
good
it.
To see you.
Hopefully we can bring the show back here real soon.
Yeah, it was fun. Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Eric Hiley, PGA Pro here at Stafford. Tee to green. Stepping aside, we'll be back. Still a half hour to go on our show. When we come back, a great charity event coming up, and it's open to the public that is going to benefit the West New York Heroes. We'll give you the details. Coming up, Don Schneider, the pro at Tantera, going to join us on the line for a few minutes. More on the PGA as we roll on here with Stephen Barkowski, Jeff Mitas. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us. Derek Kramer back in our Amherst studios. Tee to green from Stafford right after this. Keep queuing right here on WGR. Welcome back, Tee to Green. Time for our... Let's get our headsets on here. All right, now we're good to go. Time for our Champions Tour Report, brought to you by Absolute Care. There's no official Champions event this weekend due to the playing of the PGA Championship. There are some, I guess you'd say, Champion Tour players that are playing. Vijay Singh actually was on top of the leaderboard early on day one. He is playing very well. He made the cut. He is at plus one right now. He's playing right now. They didn't make the cut yet.
That's right.
He's playing right now. He's on the verge of the cut. The cut line's at plus one, and he is at plus one.
Yesterday they were talking about even or minus one. So,
but that could move because these players are all shooting good numbers here so far. So maybe Vijay is going to have to kind of get going here. And I know that Stephen Barkowski, by the way, here with us here. Jeff Mitas, Brian Colziel, Tee to Green, live at Stafford. Next year, the senior PGA Championship will be at Oak Hill. So I know that as we kind of drove out here, getting closer to Rochester, thinking about the PGA Championship, it'll be in our backyard, the senior PGA, next year at Oak Hill.
Yes, we're excited as a section to be able to once again have a major championship in our region. We're very fortunate to have Oak Hill in our little neck of the woods. We've been able to run many major championships, and the senior PGA, that's a pretty cool event. It's the week after the PGA Championship next year, which is going to be interesting. And our PGA professionals actually have a chance to qualify for the senior PGA this year. We had Kirk Stauffer, who's the head professional of Pine Acres, which I think the show went to Pine Acres this year.
That's right. We were there in April.
Played in the senior PGA Championship.
Did Tim Freeze the year before.
Yes. Yep. So our PGA professionals will go out to Chautauqua Golf Club the end of this month. There will be about 30 of them out there playing for two spots into the senior professional national championship, and then the top 25 from there will get the opportunity to play at Oak Hill. So we're rooting for them. I would love to see one of our local PGA professionals playing at Oak Hill next May.
Oh, wouldn't it be cool? Yeah, it'd be real good. Have your friends and family around, and we've all played it.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Speaking of that, another one of our PGA professionals joining us here on the line right now, Don Schneider. From our home clubs, one of our home clubs, presenting sponsors of Tee to Green, Tanterra is with us. There's a great charity event coming up this week that we can tell you about. Don, good morning.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
We're great. Don, we got to get your game ready. You can qualify to play at Oak Hill next year. Oh, no, you won't be able to. You can play at Bethpage next year, right?
Well, my game needs a little bit of work. So, what our season starts, as your other our other PGA professionals sitting with you know, our season starts really in September. As far as us playing, so yeah, busy.
That's
with
right.
We got club championship finals coming up this weekend. So once I get through all that, I'm going to try to work on my own game.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, you've got the club championship finals tomorrow at Tanterra, and I was playing there yesterday. The course in great shape, so you guys have done a tremendous job. Looking forward to seeing how that plays out. But also a great event coming up Wednesday night at Tanterra in an awesome bar and restaurant. If you've never been inside the Tanterra bar, it's a sweet spot to be in the old barn. Don, tell everybody what it's about and the charity that it supports.
Sure, yes. We call it Party on the Patio. It's outside. It's a great, as you say, it's a great spot overlooking the golf course, and it looks like we're going to have some great weather. Actually, one of your celebrities, or the Buffalo Bills beat reporter Sal Capaccio, will be the celebrity guest bartender, which is awesome. We can pick his brain and get some Bills dirt. And then there'll be a band as well. We're going to have the Black and Blues band playing. And then all the proceeds, the best part, are going to go to West New York Heroes. And that's Wednesday night from 6 to 9 p.m. And not just membership is welcome, but outside guests as well. So hope to see you and a few guests there as well.
Yeah, Don, can you just tell everybody a little bit about Western New York Heroes? I know that that's a charity that that you like to do work for.
Well, Western New York Heroes, I mean, we like to help any of the veterans that we can. And kind of what happened with our club is we took a kind of a straw poll of, you know, what charities we'd like to help. And it really stood out that our folks wanted to help these guys out. And so anything that we're doing, we actually created a fund. We did a Beat the Pro Day a few weeks back. I stood out there on number 10 and took on anybody that wanted to bet $10. And, yeah, we raised some dough that day. I think it was $1,300. And we've done a couple of these.
So you got beat a lot.
Adios. No, I got beat a few times. I actually held up okay.
I've gotten beat bad some of those days. I've had some of those days.
That's a lot of swings.
Well, that sounds like a really neat event, and Sal's such an engaging guy, so it'd be a fun night to go over and chat with him. He will chat with you, too.
That's right.
He's good at that.
And, you know, we saw, Don, all the Bills quarterbacks perform pretty well, so you can talk to Sal about the QB beat, which I don't know anybody has an answer of who's playing what with the way that is going. I know you and I get it going on our Bills chats there, and we get going for quite a while, so that'll be fun to do, too.
We're on the double wildcat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'll be there Wednesday. I'm looking forward to it.
Good. Don, thanks so much. We'll see you there on Wednesday night. Again, you want to give the details one more time?
Yeah, it'll be a Party on the Patio Wednesday night at Tanterra. The time is 6 to 9 p.m. Music, Black and Blues Band, Sal Capaccio, again, will be there. And then members and guests, have to stress, guests are welcome. Come on out and have a great time. And then proceeds West New York Heroes. So any money that we do raise, we'd like to hand them a nice check at the end of the year.
Absolutely. That's another great example, Steve, I know, of Western PGA Pros with charity. I mean, we talk about the Reach Foundation all the time, but just all the great work that PGA and golf as a whole does for charity.
Yeah, it's good. I'll say it over and over and over. Golf is one sport that just constantly gives back to the community and through fundraisers, and it's amazing. I went through the numbers from 2017 of the just the pro-ams on our schedule, which we run about 12 of them. Just the pro-ams on our schedule raised close to $300,000 for local charities throughout the community for our PGA, through our PGA professionals. It's great to see. So great job for Don and what he's doing over there at Tanterra.
Yeah. Don, thanks so much. Enjoy the beautiful day, and we'll see you over there soon.
Okay. Thanks, Brian.
All right, you got it. PGA Pro Don Schneider from Tanterra. They've got their club championship there tomorrow. I played in it last weekend. Unfortunately, I did not make it through on the cut.
I heard something about your first hole on the second day, maybe.
I had a bad hole one. Let's just say that.
It's always fun to start off that way, isn't it?
Yeah. That long par three.
We had a hole in one there on our junior tour.
Awesome.
Yeah, rub it in Brian's face. Yeah.
That's right.
Just an easy little 7-iron.
Not from where I was, like 211 for me.
Downwind, though.
I know.
That's a hybrid for me now.
Well, it wasn't my best shot. Let's just say the ball got a little wet. But that's all right, you know. I'm not here to say that I'm a perfect golfer.
No one is.
I'm excited. This will be the first time I get to tee it up with you.
We get to play with you, so I'm excited to do that. That'll be fun. Yeah, we're really look at the day here. How just it's shaping
perfect.
Up. Just an absolutely perfect day.
There's too much sun. It might affect my game if
That's right. I'm not used to remember we said the Tiger effect. I said playing with Jeff, the galleries that usually I don't usually have them this loud when I'm
apparently the thruway's clogged up now. He's coming out to Stafford to watch me play today. Yeah.
That's right. No, the
anyone that comes out to watch Jeff today, I'll give senior PGA championship tickets to.
Awesome. Hey, we'll be giving away upcoming shows.
Yeah, and
especially even the start of next year's season, too.
Yeah, we'll be able to do some fun giveaways coming up. And right now, we actually have, speaking of contacting your PGA professional, if you go to your PGA professional right now, they can get you 10% off tickets. For the senior PGA. So you talk to them, you get 10% off, and a portion of that goes to our section and foundation. So
I know we're joking about spectating watching us today, but in all seriousness, if you've never been to a professional event to go spectate, the senior PGA next year is a great opportunity to do so. I mean, no matter where you're listening here in Western New York, it's maybe at most an hour and a half drive, even if you're listening maybe down in the Southern Tier or Erie, PA. I mean, to get to Oak Hill, just to walk that course, if you've never been there and gotten a chance to go, it's really a cool opportunity to go there and just, as you always say, go to the range, right, Jeff?
And there's so much excitement around, and there's so much going on. I know my daughters aren't big golfers, but they've already want to call Steve and volunteer so they can get in that next year around that environment next year because it's cool.
It's like there's this...
There's a buzz.
Buzz is the
there's
word.
A constant buzz. Yeah,
it's like a little tension, a good tension that you when you walk on the ground, you can just feel it as a spectator.
You hear the roar, And for us, I'm fortunate because I know the facility. You can hear a roar, and you know who made a good score on that, or where they are on the course. And
there's some good players on the senior tour. I mean, Jimenez and Longer and Sean McKeel actually turns 50.
I saw
coming
that.
Back.
Yeah.
Jason Day. I mean, the names go on and on.
Freddie Couples.
Yeah.
Yes, they're all going to be
Couples,
out there.
Couples, Funk, Montgomery, Tom Watson, right? I don't know if he's still
all the people in my demographic now. Yeah,
they enjoy, and certainly they enjoy going to Oak Hill and playing. So you'll see the best of the best come out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's a major. Yeah. The best of the best show up for the majors, that's for sure.
That's right, no doubt. Hey, if you're watching the PGA Championship this weekend here, you might notice that a lot of guys are wearing yellow ribbons on their hats. Just if you didn't know what that was about, Australian golfer Gerald Lyle, who's very popular amongst the players, has made a very positive impact on many in the golf community, did pass away this week. I know last week we mentioned that they were wearing the ribbons as... He went off of his treatment for fighting cancer, but this week he did unfortunately pass away. And I know that a lot of thoughts are going out to his family. He's got two young daughters. Some of the pictures on Twitter are just heartbreaking. Of seeing him in the hospital there with his young daughters. But Gerald Lyle was very, very popular amongst the players. They just talked about what a great personality he had, that regardless of how the golf was going, that he kind of brightened everybody's day. So if you're wondering why you see a lot of golfers wearing yellow ribbons, that's what's they're honoring Jared this week, who passed away. Okay, time out here from Stafford, and when we come back, we'll get our final thoughts on the PGA Championship and a look ahead to what's coming up next here in Western New York as TD Green rolls on. The executive director, Steve Barkowski, Jeff Metis, I'm Brian Koziel. Thanks for being with us here on Tee to Green, live at Stafford on WGR. 8:48, Tee to Green, coming back for our final segment on PGA Championship weekend here on WGR. We're live at Stafford Country Club here in Stafford, New York. Beautiful day. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. Also on our roundtable this week, PGA Pro and Executive Director Stephen Barkowski. I want to thank everybody here at Stafford, by the way, for just being so kind, welcoming us here today. Course Superintendent Peter Cavanaugh joined us earlier. PGA Pro Eric Hiley joined us. And last segment, PGA Pro from Tanterra, Don Schneider joining us as well. If you've just tuning in, where were you? We started 7 every week. Make sure you're up earlier next week for our show, as we're on at 7 a.m. every Saturday right here on WGR. The entire show, though, will be up in our on-demand audio section. Hour 1 is already there already. Go to WGR550.com and click on demand, and then go down to Tee to Green. And all of our shows are there from all year. So if you want to hear Jeff's tips of the week all the way back from, like, March.
Just binge the radio show this weekend.
Right? Yeah. Just keep
instead of one of those Netflix shows, binge this.
That's right. Yeah. All your great tips every week.
Yes.
I know. Looking forward
to that. We've got I think Sale and Jeremy are
playing Craigburn right now.
Playing Craigburn with a fellow PGA professional, Tim Faulkner, now. So they'll get to watch him miss a bunch of three-footers and say, oh, this only happens to me. Can't believe the bad breaks I got today, et cetera, et cetera.
Tim is usually just outside the money line in every tournament he plays in.
I'm trying to be kind of nice to him. Mr. 80?
Yeah. Tim's a good guy.
No, he's a very good player, actually. Good athlete, too.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. But Sal and Jeremy, I'm sure, will have some good times.
Yeah, you always have fun when you play with Tim.
Just so you know, there's a match shaping up here.
I heard.
Jeremy, Sal, and Nate Geary, our producer from a couple years ago on Tee to Green. Apparently the four of us at some point.
I heard you're putting up a big purse. Howard's putting up a big purse.
Well, Howard saw the Howard Simon from the morning show saw the Tiger versus Phil 10 million thing. So he said he's willing to put up $10 for us to play like a 2-on-2 match with Jeremy and Sal and Nate.
What I meant by just outside the money line, he literally misses the money line by one every tournament, like you said, 3-foot putt. I feel so bad for him. He's a good player,
real good player.
But something always happens in his round, and he misses it. He's always that first one that doesn't get on the money list.
Yeah, no comment. I'm not that close to the money line, so lately.
Before we maybe have to amend our PGA picks or stick with them, just a couple of more thoughts here from Steve on the Western PGA, the Section Course Championships here on Monday. That's why we're here today at Stafford. And that's a 2-day event, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we're excited to come back here to Stafford, New York, Monday and Tuesday. It's our Section Coors Championship that's been going on for a long time, 1974 about. We've got some good players in the field. Tee times on Monday go from 9 to 11:30. It's free to come out. If you want to come watch some of the best PGA professionals in our area play, feel free to come out and watch. Lonnie Nielsen's playing. He's won the championship 11 times.
Wow.
Teeing off, I think, at 9:30. One of the best players in, really, our area and nationally. Some other good players. Dwayne Randall's our many-time player of the year, and he's vying to try to find his first section championship win.
When you told me that, I was shocked.
I know.
Dwayne's been such a
really
such
good player.
A very good player for so long. Talk about hands. Oh, my gosh, around the green. But, I was surprised to hear that. I know Freezer's won it a bunch.
Tim Freeze has won it twice. Yep.
He's won a bunch of tournaments, yes.
Some really good names on it. John Calabria back in the day, Kirk Stauffer. Rob Horak, Michael O'Connor.
A lot of good players. And then we had, speaking of good players, the Western York PGA Junior Tour. Didn't we just wrap up?
We just wrapped up the Western York PGA Junior Tour. Another fun, successful season. 244 juniors across the area.
Cool.
We had 36 annual events. Some of the best PGA courses around our section. And we finalized it in a 2-day championship at Niagara Frontier Country Club this past Monday and Tuesday. So congratulations to all the champions, the players of the year, and if you're looking to sign up next year, give us a call at the office. Sign-ups begin in January, and they close
up
pretty fast. Yes, yeah.
I know. When I was coaching college golf, that was something I always checked. Hey, who's playing good on the Western York PGA? Because you'd find yourself some real nice players there.
Yep. That's right. Every week we give you our Western York PGA tip of the week. I know Steve and Jeff. We talked about getting involved, whether it was drive, chip, and putt, the Junior Tour, the Junior League. All these sort of things, going to just see your local golf professional to maybe get yourself started with golf, whether it's for yourself or for a friend or for your son or daughter. You can go to WNYPGA.com to get all that information. Right, Steve?
Yes, correct.
All right, excellent. All right, before we go here from Stafford, let's finish off here with our final thoughts on the PGA Championship. Ricky Fowler has birdied an early hole for him, two in a row here, actually. He's at 8-under now. And is two off the lead of Gary Woodland. So who knows? There's some holes to play, including a par five. Maybe Fowler can get himself in tied for the lead, or he may be in solo lead by the time this is over. For those of you wondering about Tiger, he has bogeyed his 10th hole. He's back now to 3-under as a lot of players are back underway. TNT, by the way, has the early TV coverage today. It'll switch over to CBS in the afternoon if you're looking for that. It's the 100th edition of the PGA Championship, the anniversary, and for both of you being PGA pros, that's probably for all the PGA pros, that's got to be pretty cool and special that this year's the 100th edition.
And we're very proud of our championship from a PGA of America standpoint. We're fortunate to celebrate our centennial in 2016 as a PGA of America, and this year's our 100th PGA Championship. A few years are off with the war, but it's a celebration of golf and the best in the world, and a celebration of our PGA professionals, because some of the club pros around the country, they get to play in this championship.
Get to compete against the world, and our section's hosted it multiple times.
Yes.
Par Club, Oak Hill, so we've been fortunate there. Yeah, we take a lot of pride in the event. You know, it's the strongest field in golf. And to have those PGA professionals who work 40 to 60 to 70 hours a week be able to go out and compete against the best in the world only makes us better teachers and players, and it's something great for all of us.
Yeah, that's right. Kerry Hegg, who's the director of championships for the PGA of America, is the best at what he does. It's amazing what he does to set up those golf courses with the best.
We should get him on the show. Talk about an interesting guy to talk to. He set up the Olympic course.
Yes.
He's the best at that. He's the best in the business.
Yes.
And the PGA of America, beyond, as we said, all the great things that the professionals do, beyond this event, but they are involved in the Olympics and the Ryder Cup as well, correct? Those
yes.
are all PGA events.
Yes, PGA Championship, Senior PGA Championship, Ryder Cup. Those are all
the women's
the women's PGA
KPMG
now.
Championship,
which we just got into a couple years ago. Yeah,
2 years ago. Yes,
and of course the Senior PGA, which
yes.
we mentioned,
yep.
is at Oak Hill next year. Okay, so let's finish here with you. Set you, Steve. I know last week we didn't have you on air, but you said you liked Kevin Kisner to win. He's one off the lead, so that pick's looking good for you.
Yeah, that was my pick early this week. I think he just has the mentality and mindset to just, no matter what happens, keep on going. And I feel like he's always close to the top of the leaderboard. He's been playing well lately. So he's still my pick. I think he's still second sitting there.
Yeah, still second at 9-under. You went with Rory. He's at -1.
Yeah.
He should make it through.
He should make it through. If I had a redraft, I think if I was drafting right now, I might take Brooks Koepka at this point, just because he can smash it, and he has a ton of confidence, I'm thinking,
That's
from
right.
all his wins.
I took Justin Thomas, who is not much better. He's only one better. He's at -2, I believe, right now. Let's see if I'm scrolling through here.
Maybe it's never good when you have to scroll.
No, scrolling. Well, he was at -2 to start the day. Regardless, he's kind of in that McIlroy area.
Yeah.
Whether I come off of that pick, which I probably should or not, I will be rooting for Fowler.
Yeah.
I hope he gets it done.
I will
Absolutely.
Be rooting for Fowler also. It'd be really, really cool for golf to see him hoist that trophy.
I agree.
Yeah, and it couldn't be a better, yeah.
Just, how heavy is that Wanamaker trophy? You picked it up?
Well, I have actually picked it up.
I know.
I have actually had. I've had my picture taken with all the major championship trophies at once and then at different times. It's quite sturdy. Yeah, you're not putting beer in that and tipping it back.
I always feel like I see them pick it up, and they're like, whoa, and they kind of lean back a little to pick it up.
And they're a little stronger than me. Yeah, but yeah. It's a cool trophy.
We did a promotion night, golf night, at the Rochester Red Wings game Wednesday night. Senior PGA Championship trophy was out there, and that one's nothing to – it's no joke trying to pick that up. A gentleman wanted a picture with it, and he was an older gentleman, and I said, be careful when you pick it up.
I'm surprised they let you pick it up. The Stanley Cup, we had a – for Mr. Bowman's out, we couldn't do it. They are not letting you pick the Stanley Cup up if you're not the player.
That's right. Hey, want to again, thank everybody here at Stafford for their warm hospitality here today as we put a wrap on our two-hour edition of TD Green. Again, the hour one already up. Hour two will be up momentarily. WGR550.com, our on-demand section.
Quick note. A little false information went out there about Mr. Tim Faulkner today. Yes, he's very sensitive. So will you make the correction, please, Steve?
Tim Faulkner, PGA professional Craig Byrne, he is a good player, like I said, and he has this year cashed 9 out of 11 tournaments. So I apologize.
It's just his reputation. Yeah, his reputation precedes him there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Are they listening in the golf cart right
apparently,
now?
Apparently. Apparently, because we're getting a lot of texts.
Make some birdies, Tim.
Yes.
That's right. Sal and Jeremy, you're playing with them. Good luck.
Yeah.
Steve, thanks for setting us up here today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And thanks for all the work that you do to make golf better in Western New York. Appreciate it. Stephen Barkowski with us here from the Western New York PGA, the executive director. Thank you, Steve. Jeff Midas, thank you for your always weekly solid job. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
We did a nice job last night on those appetizers and beverages at Batavia.
When you say we. Yeah, I didn't touch the wings, if you remember. Yes.
You were working on those loaded nachos.
Yeah, I'm regretting it. Yes.
I think our swing could be a little tight early because of those loaded nachos.
It was a nice time there, though.
That's right. Derek Kramer producing back in our Amherst studios. Derek, thank you. And for me, Brian Colesio, thank you for listening. Tee to Green every Saturday. Next week we'll be at the Donald Ross Studios in Clarence. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, it'd be neat.
That's right. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the rest of the PGA Championship. And we'll talk to you next week right here. Every Saturday, your spot for local golf talk in Western New York. Tee to Green right here on WGR.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.